Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 today, verses 14 through 17. 2 Corinthians 2, 14 through 17. Paul continues and he says, "But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To one, we're a fragrance from death to death, and to the other, a fragrance from life to life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we're not like so many peddlers of God's word, but as men of sincerity, as commissioned by God, in the sight of God, we speak in Christ." Helping us understand this passage today, it will help us to go back just to look at what he had just said, how he had just said in the previous verses we saw yesterday, how when he got to Troas, even though a door had been opened by God for him to do ministry there in Troas, his spirit wasn't at rest. He had no peace because Titus wasn't there, and he really wanted to know about what was going on with the Corinthian church and how they were doing. And so he went on to Macedonia to try to find out. Now, Paul knew that as he walked in the Spirit, God would use him wherever he went and wherever God led him. And so as he walks in the Spirit, trying to be led of the Spirit, sensing whether the Spirit wants him to be here or there, he knew that God would use him wherever he goes. In other words, if I made a mistake by heading to Troas, my heart was in the right place. I really was trying to listen to the Spirit. My spirit wasn't at rest. And so I believe I did the right thing by heading on to Macedonia. But here's the thing that encourages me, Paul says. Everywhere I go, if I walk in the Spirit, God will use me. He says, as we go, we're like those prisoners who were led in the Roman triumph. He says, to some, we smell like death. To others, we smell like life. And what he meant by this was when the Roman triumph would come after their victory, they would bring the army that had won, paraded them in, and all the prisoners. And they would burn this incense, and the incense would be smelled by the victorious army, and it also be smelled by the prisoners. To some, that incense smelled like life and victory, the winning army. To others, it smelled like death because they knew that they were going to be put to death as the prisoners. We now go throughout the world and we give off an odor, if you will, an aroma, the aroma of Christ. And to some, we smell like life. And to others, we smell like death. And he makes an interesting statement here. At the end of verse 16, he says, "Who is sufficient for these things?" Think about this. As you and I walk in this world, to some, we smell like life, and God uses us, and they come to faith, and they're encouraged. To others, we smell like death because they know that we have the truth. And even though they don't want to acknowledge it, they're on the enemy side, if you will, and they're going to reject it. To some, we smell like life. To others, we smell like death. And who is sufficient? Well, Paul actually answers that question in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 4 and following. He says, "Such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything is coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God, who has made us sufficient to be ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." We're not sufficient in ourselves to go out into this world and be the smell of life or the smell of death. We have to walk in the Spirit and allow Christ to live through us as we go throughout our day. You've heard me say to you over and over, we shouldn't be going out looking for opportunities as much as we should be walking with the Lord and sensitive to the opportunities that He is going to provide. He orchestrates our day. He says, "Whoever serves me must follow me." John chapter 12, verse 26. Jesus said, "Whoever serves me must follow me." When He called His disciples, He said, "Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men." He didn't say, "I want you to go be fishers of men." He says, "Follow me." That's your focus. And as you do, I will put you in situations and I'll orchestrate your path. And I'll set you where I want you to be, and I'll have you run into people that I have ready for you to run into. Oh, some are going to reject what you say. Others are going to respond. And you're not sufficient in and of yourselves to do this, but I will give you sufficiency. In and of ourselves, we're not sufficient, but Christ who lives in us will live His life through us in such a way that wherever we go, He will use us. Some for life, others for death, but rest in the fact that if you walk with Jesus today in the Spirit, He'll use you wherever you go. That's an encouraging thing for all of us, I hope, and I look forward to sharing some more about this tomorrow. Hope to see you then.